We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benito and Evan Roberts on The Fan. Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
In the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:06 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. It's the midday show. Joe Benigo, Evan Roberts. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We are live and in living color from Major Steakhouse in East Meadow, Long Island, 284 East Meadow Avenue. We'll be here, of course, till 1 o'clock. And then, of course, Mike Sanfrancesa on The Fan will come your way. Dolph Kramer and a very tired Tommy Lugauer back at the shop in Manhattan. Steve Appiah with us here at Majors. Of course, Ernie Acosta, a cast of thousands. Bobby Gelb's here. The great Annie Vinton is here. She set the whole thing up. All the people from Majors are here. And I'll just, let me say this too, bro. Joe and Evan live from Majors Steakhouse, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you?
I am better than all the bleary-eyed Yankee fans.
Yes.
This is like...
Well, we're not that much better because we're bleary-eyed Met fans.
No, we slept.
Just that the game was early.
Wow, that's a big deal.
I understand.
That affects your day.
Right. They're 10 games over.
No. From a record standpoint...
I think it's 12.
12 games over. From a team standpoint, they're better. But there's nothing worse than when you stay up to watch your team play on the West Coast, and not only do you lose, which the Yankees have now done three times in a row, but they lose three straight games they should have won. There's two outs and the bottom of the
deck. Yeah, that's a run. Stunning.
The thing is, Dylan Betances closing it because Girardi, and I did like this, went to Betances in the eighth inning of a tie game on the road. He actually did that. Now, you see the negative of it because now you're asking Gallegos to get a save after the Yankees took the lead. But the Yankees' entire West Coast trip has been nothing but long, agonizing games. They won the first one, but look at the length of these games.
Yeah.
They're usually
right.
Whatever. Oh, it's a long game. The game is starting at 10. Every game is going till 2 a.m. And last night was the topper because you had the injuries, which was very Met-like. Aaron Hicks with this Achilles issue. Gary Sanchez, after stealing a base of all things, he's injured. Greg Bird had a setback, but that had nothing to do with last night. And they flat out blow a game, even though they did a great job coming back. They're down 3-0 to Sonny Gray. They come back. They're down 4-3. They're down 5-4. They're down 6. And they were down like five times. They kept coming back. But this was a game they could have won. And you stood up all night watching it. And now you've got major questions with some key players with injuries.
Well, you know what? Look, CeCe's out already. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. We'll see what the extent of the injuries for Sanchez and Hicks are. But, yeah, this is baseball. You know, I mean, it's always tough going out on the West Coast. The Yankees are playing great baseball. But, look, I know the Angels aren't a very good team. The A's certainly aren't a very good team. But you just never know in this game. That's 162 games. Anything and everything will happen.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the encouraging thing, I guess, is the fact that they could have won all these games.
Right, well.
I mean, this is a three-game losing streak.
I mean, last night, you got it. Bases loaded, no out.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom of the 11th.
No, absolutely. Well, there's two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the 11th.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Two outs, nobody on.
So you think the game's
distracted
over.
Because Sean Augerman just walked in.
Well, he's very distracting.
So I'm happy to see he's still working here.
Absolutely. It's always a positive.
I thought maybe he was coming in to get a job at Majors.
Are they hiring?
Sean, of course, was our tremendous sales manager.
Yes.
Probably the best we've ever had.
Oh, he's up there. Yeah. Top three at least.
Well.
The other encouraging thing is Chris Carter actually hit a home run, which tied that game up, so Chris Carter did something. But the Greg Bird thing is concerning because, listen, Greg Bird missed all of last year, so we still don't really know what he is. He had a very big spring training, so the expectations were this is his breakout year. He plays to start the year. He's terrible. I mean, he's awful. He's hitting 100. Then he has this bone bruise injury. It's taken a while to rehab, and now he re-injures himself. So who knows if we're ever going to see Greg Bird, when we're going to see Greg Bird.
Right, right. Who knows? I mean, well, you know, we'll see it. We've talked about it endlessly, how the Yankees' first base has been a wasteland so far this year for the Yankees. They have gotten next to nothing out of the position.
That's why you got it. And I know Carter had a home run last night. He's got seven. So, you know, Carter's on pace to hit, what, like 17, 18
home runs.
And
what's he batting, 205?
He's not hitting very much. He made that big error the other day.
Right, right.
Here's what I would start thinking about if I'm the Yankees. Two things. A, calling up Tyler Austin. Bringing him up here.
Well, you talked about that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young player. I know he's a right-hand hitter, so you look at him and Carter and say, they're the same. You know what? Give yourself another option. I mean, I know Chris Carter will occasionally hit a home run like we saw last night, but overall, he hasn't been very good. And here's the other thing I would think about, and I don't know if Girardi's going to do this, playing Matt Holliday more at first base, which he's done, I'd say, on average, like once a week, it seems. I haven't looked at the numbers, but it seems like once in a while, Matt Holliday will play first base. I don't know if they're nervous physically, him handling it. I know his defense isn't great, but guess what? Chris Carter's defense isn't great. You know, it's not like Chris Carter is going to, you're going to confuse him with Keith Hernandez over there.
No.
He isn't great either.
No.
So I think with Bird being out, and now you have to assume this is going to be long term because of the fact he re-injured himself, and who knows? I don't know. Doesn't seem positive. I think if I'm Girardi, especially with Ellsbury hopefully coming back soon, and who knows about Hicks, I think playing Matt Holliday at first base could benefit this team.
Yeah, well.
More than he already does.
You know, it makes sense. It makes sense. How much do we know about the injuries right now to Sanchez and Hicks? Do we know?
I mean,
what do we know? We're still in the we got to get MRI stages?
Yeah, because think about it. It's 7 o'clock in the morning out west.
No, I know. So, I understand.
Yeah, I think that you get nervous when you hear Achilles with Aaron Hicks. That's concerning because Aaron Hicks
he's
been great.
He's been phenomenal. And obviously we know with Sanchez. Sanchez has already been on the DL once this year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This would be his second time.
And Sanchez has really started to hit. Look what he did last night.
Absolutely.
Guy was 3-for-3,
absolutely.
Tied the game up with that RBI double. Like, he's been really tearing it up, and he's been doing it quietly because we're all paying attention to Aaron Judge. So it's concerning if you lose Sanchez. I know Austin Romine is a very solid backup. He calls a really good game, but he's Austin Romine. He's not much of a hitter, even though Yankee fans were very generously offering him for Matt Harvey, which now
now on the DL.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What'd they come on? What was that? We'll get to that later.
I forgot.
Everybody's on a DL over there.
He's got, I think the injury is, I stink
right,
and I don't throw
right,
very hard.
Right, and I can't pitch anymore.
Right. So let me take a couple of weeks off.
Indeed.
But the Sanchez injury would be damaging because Romine, and Romine did a fine job filling in for him earlier. But the Aaron Hicks thing is concerning because you hear the name Achilles. You hear Achilles,
it's always
nervous.
Shaky. Yep.
So, and we know about CeCe missing some time. Montgomery was mediocre last night, but I think you're still throwing him out there every 5 days. I think the key for the Yankees, and we said this the last few times they had 3-game losing streaks, because that's been the longest losing streak they've had.
Yep.
And they've had it 3 different times, one early in the season and a couple of times recently. Avoid the 4-game losing streak. Avoid the 5-game losing streak, because you mentioned it. Mentioned this at the top. There's still 12 games over 500.
Yes. Yeah.
They still develop that cushion that they have.
Yeah, and they got 3 games left here against Oakland. You mentioned Severino's going to pitch here tonight. You know, even if you take 2 of these last 3, you know, and you salvage the road trip that way, it's not terrible. It's not, you know, if you can get at least 2 of these last 3, you know, you're still in solid position coming home.
I think, and we talked about this with the Yankees this year, a couple of hot streaks, which they've had.
Right, right.
And play 500 the rest of the way. You do that, you're headed towards a 90-win season.
Yes.
The thing you have to avoid is the losing streak. And, look, you have the right guy on the mound tonight in Luis Severino, who's been their best pitcher.
He's been great.
I was reading the other day, his average fastball has been 97 miles an hour.
Is that his average?
He's been great. So not only with the fastball, but the way he's used his off-speed pitches, he's thrown strikes, he's pounded the zone, he's been great. So I think tonight's a big night because you're staring at Tanaka tomorrow, and there's still a lot of uncertainty with Masahiro Tanaka on what you're going to get from him. So
he didn't pitch terrible his last time out. He wasn't horrendous.
No, he was a lot better. But
a lot better.
You're still nervous about what you're going to get.
No,
from
you don't know.
Him. You don't know what to expect.
And you never know if he's going to wind up getting hurt too eventually. He's already got that injury.
Absolutely. It's just like next week the Mets are going out west, so Met fans are going to experience this. You don't usually win a lot of games on the West Coast. I completely understand that. But when you invest 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, don't lose in agonizing ways. And let's not have the game go 4.5 hours. The Yankees have played. Have you seen the time of these games?
But let's be honest.
What's that?
Let's be honest.
Yes.
When you got these West Coast games, you know that the game, even if the game's a 10 o'clock start, there's a good chance you're up at least until 1 in the morning.
You're right, but here's the difference.
You know that's coming.
I'm going to give you an example.
And you got to be, you know, you got to understand what you're getting yourself into.
You're right, but Monday night, the Mets begin their West Coast
trip. Right, the Dodgers.
They got some bad news yesterday because Dave Roberts decided.
So Kershaw's going to pitch now?
Right, he pushed him back a day.
How much worse could the news be? That's the best news. at least we know another Met didn't get hurt yet.
That's true. That's better than that.
That's how bad could it be?
Well, no, here's the good news out of it, though. The Mets will lose that game in about 2.5 hours, and you'll probably be able to shut it off early.
Right.
Yankees, this entire series so far, with Anaheim and Oakland, 3 hours and 40 minutes, they win 5-3, close game.
And then lose the next three.
They lose the next one 4 hours and 14 minutes in 11.
Right.
They lose the next one 3 hours, 23 minutes. That's a quick game based
on
this.
And last night, another 11.
4.5 hours.
Yeah, well.
So, like, they're taking you on a ride until 2 o'clock in the morning.
My feeling is that the average guy, outside of Ernie, who is certainly not the average guy,
right,
but the average guy, whether you're a Yankee fan or a Met fan, I don't care how diehard you are, the average guy that's got to get up in the morning and go to work is not staying up to watch the entire game.
Well,
I think that's pretty much what the deal is. And is it an easier to deal with the loss when you wake up in the morning and find out they lost? Or is it easier to deal with the loss when you watch the entire game and now they lost?
Oh, it's much easier, I'm sure, to wake up.
Right, well, that's right. Exactly.
You just look
at
the score.
That is the easier way to go.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
Now, but on the other end, and we'll get to the Mets, but you could have been like the Met game last night where by the bottom of the fifth inning, you didn't have to watch
it. Right,
anymore.
You just shut it off.
It was done.
It's much easier that way. I feel bad for my dad because my dad comes to a couple of games.
Did he go last night?
He's gone to 2 games on this homestand. You want to guess?
He went to the Cub game that they lost 14-3.
That is correct.
And he went to last night's disaster.
As he pointed out,
wow.
I've seen the Mets get outscored like 22-5. I mean, he's getting a beat. At least I went to the DeGrom complete game
on
Monday.
Yes, you did. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.